AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. After a weekend of attacks against Islamic State extremists by coalition forces, U.S. military leaders briefed their commander-in-chief at the Pentagon.
On a rare visit here at the Pentagon, the president listed territory the militants gained and then lost, places like Kobani and Tikrit.
ISIL's recent losses in both Syria and Iraq prove that ISIL can and will be defeated.
But after meeting here with top commanders and other officials, the president warned, despite the progress, it is not a short-term battle.
This will not be quick.
He's pledging to ramp up training for local forces in both Syria and Iraq, something that's been lagging, while also repeating he has no plans to send in American ground forces. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
In Britain, there will be observances tomorrow to mark the 10th anniversary of suicide bomb attacks on London's transit system. Prime Minister David Cameron has released a statement saying the recent killing of 30 British tourists in Tunisia is a reminder that terror threats remain real and deadly. With a deadline for reaching an agreement now less than 24 hours away, negotiations continue on Iran's nuclear program in Vienna. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
I'm not going to hypothesize now about what happens tomorrow. We'll see where we are tomorrow.
But Kirby told reporters today the U.S. is willing to walk away rather than agree to a bad deal. 10 years after he testified in a sexual abuse lawsuit, the AP has learned that comedian Bill Cosby admitted to obtaining quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with. He also admitted to giving the sedative to at least one woman. The deposition was made public today after the AP went to court to win its release. European leaders are holding an emergency summit tomorrow in Brussels to discuss the financial crisis in Greece. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is expected to be there. Banks in his country are facing the risk of collapse within days. This is AP Radio News. Three people are still missing after a pontoon boat capsized in the Ohio River over the weekend. Two people are known to be dead. Louisville's fire chief says the search for the missing has been made more difficult because the river water is moving faster than it has for years. There was another shark bite reported off the Carolina coast this weekend. A Marine treated at Camp Lejeune has cuts to his right arm and forehand. Some people who live near the town of Bayville, Idaho, have been evacuated because of a fast-moving wildfire. This woman tells KXLY she's hoping her home is spared from the blaze.
I'm not going to freak out until I know for sure. I'm not going to get upset until I know it's gone.
At least six homes are known to have been destroyed. Hollywood producer Jerry Weintraub has died after suffering a heart attack. He was a top concert promoter in the 1970s, working with the likes of Elvis Presley.
Colorado.
He also helped to shape John Denver's career and produce such films as Oh God, Diner, and The Karate Kid. Jerry Weintraub was 77 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.